So we gather in prayer, and I know that the weather is not something that I really prayed for, but it is here, the beginnings of the Advent journey that helps us think about Christmas in a little over 4 weeks. It is truly a spiritual season, but it's also a beginning of a new liturgical year. It's meant also to be a joyful and penitential season that offers us opportunities for grace and for growth. C.S. Lewis, as I was reading and praying yesterday, wrote, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." And it's a reminder of that old saying, you know, you can't go back and change the past, but you can make a difference in the future or in the present. And really, Advent offers us that opportunity to begin anew, knowing that we await the celebration of Christmas, but also the Lord's coming in a new way, even as we recall his birth at Bethlehem of the past, anticipate his coming again, and then even now that we acknowledge God's presence as we celebrate the sacred word and sacraments. Now, this maybe is not the best story, but this might be a way for us to think about Advent. So a young man somehow was tempted and thought that he really needed more money to buy some things that he wanted, but he didn't have the money. So he decided to rob a jewelry store, and obviously he broke in the front door, and then to get to certain precious things, he had to break glass, and then he was able to steal them, and he got away, but he got caught. So then his attorney was visiting him and, said, "Jeremy, we have some good news and bad news." And so Jeremy said, "Well, give me the bad news first." And so the attorney said, "Well, it's obvious that you were at the jewelry store, that you robbed and took things and you got caught, and that it's even more obvious because you cut yourself and your blood was left at the scene, and so they have your DNA, and so they can prove that you are probably guilty." And so he kind of shrugged, and then he said, "Well, what's the good news?" And the attorney said, "Well, because they had done all these tests with your blood, they found out that your cholesterol is very low." We think about physical health, but Advent is also an opportunity for us to think about spiritual health. And knowing the Lord does invite us to not only turn to him in a new way and to become more aware of his presence as we prepare for Christmas. Obviously, it's a time of preparation of so many things. Prepare for, whether it's decorations, Christmas present buying, all those activities, celebrations, and yet it's anticipation of still something greater to come at that moment on that day. Isaiah, in the first reading today, really gives us maybe an image about, you know, the sense of maybe trying to be spiritually attuned. And so he offers that invitation a couple times, saying, "Come." And then he says, "Let us climb the mountain of the Lord." In Old Testament times, mountains are really known as pulpits where God speaks and reveals himself. We can think of Moses receiving the Ten Commandments on the mountain, Jesus giving his sermon on the mount, and so many other places where in the scriptures they accent the mountain. It's a holy place. It's also a lofty place that might envision or invite us to think about heaven, and thus we're called to climb and to seek its great space, its place of joy and peace and of hope. And so he instructs us. He says we need to climb so that we can know God's ways and walk in his paths. And then even at the end it says that we may also be called to come and walk, that we may walk in the light of the Lord. And to realize, obviously in the last couple weeks since the time has changed and now with the colder temperatures, darkness seems to come upon us more easily. And it's known. And to think of how we long for light as well as for warmth. And Christ wants us to be aware of his gifts as we encounter those earthly things. Secondly, as we think about spiritual health, we know that in the second reading in the gospel, there is pleas about saying, seek the path of virtue. don't get caught up in things that can sometimes lead us astray. So it's about kind of realigning our relationships and knowing God calls us to holiness. And then he talks about that sense of vigilance. Paul says to, you know, become awake. And in the gospel, Jesus is saying, stay awake. There's a progression. But it's an intentional one that says when we're alert and aware of things happening, and as we go through life in all our work, our prayer, our activities, to say that the Lord is somehow going to come and we ought to be prepared. And so as we think about this invitation of Advent, this great season, that it's really like Jesus knocking on the door very gently saying, make sure you make room for me. And so we have these 4 weeks to not only spiritually exercise, but to grow and do the things that we're called to do that help us acknowledge Christ who can come in a new way. And a couple things that we might think about or consider, obviously as you go forth, at the round table as you exit, as a parish, we bought some extra spiritual booklets for reading and prayer to think about your prayer life during Advent. Could it use a little more of attention, or maybe try to pray just a little bit more? And so the booklets are there for your free reading as well as prayer, and also reading God's word that can help us think about Christ who calls us to seek his wisdom, his truth. Secondly, in a couple weeks as a parish, we'll celebrate our communal penance service to think about reconciliation. Are there places in my life where I know the Lord calls me to seek forgiveness and healing? Maybe another option might be, if you sometimes aren't a daily Mass attendee, to say maybe once a week just try to come to one weekday Mass as an opportunity, and also taking advantage of prayer in a different way. Lastly, we do it as a parish, so many great ways of being mindful of living corporal works of mercy, but especially to think about charity and ways to care for those in need, whether the Giving Tree, the Knights of Columbus Bike Project. I know so many people gave great gifts and to help the food pantry, but to know that Christ always wants us to do a little bit more so that the love of God and him may abound in our lives and in those who we encounter. And this is where truly then we get closer to the heavenly mountain. So we praise God as we come on this special day, and we think about the refrain, let us come rejoicing to the house of the Lord, that God not only called us here, but he truly has great hopes and ways in which he can enrich us, transform us, and most of all, renew us with his light and his love.